This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Here we go. Now set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. We're broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here from Missouri, for now. And Brad is engineering the broadcast for the moment, and he's going to be assisted in just a few minutes. By Jason, and traffic is intense in Minnesota, where we hail from, Genesis Communications Network. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, and the way it goes is, and the windup is, it's just outside.
You know, that was excellent. You know, there's a possibility for another career right there. Rick, I wanted to mention something very quickly. Tomorrow, it's just going to be hour number one. Dr. Margaret's going to be with us and talking about food. Hour number two will be just me. And if you would like to call in, I'd love to hear what your suggestions are.
What day, sir? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow is just, hour number two will be just me. And for those who have suggestions, comments, concerns about the broadcast, what we do, how we do it, positive and negative.
What is the number right now, quick? I've never used it, okay, ever.
Tomorrow is a broadcast about what our class likes, doesn't like about the way we broadcast, what we content,
okay. Uh-huh.
Things like that. And that number is 866-582-9933.
866-582-9933.
And if you're a detractor...
8 o'clock.
Yeah. 8 o'clock. And if you're a detractor and you'd like to call in and beat us up the way you do on the internet, feel free to call in. We'll pay for the call. It's toll free. And if you're a teacher, a principal, or a superintendent, I would love to hear from you. What have you done to our educational system? Why is it that our children no longer know how to estimate, no longer have initiative, have ADHD? What have you done? What have you done to our educational system? Now, some of you, I would think, are appalled at what is happening. Others, I would think, have said, you know what, I can't rock the boat, because if I rock the boat, I'll lose my job. I can't do that. So what has happened? Who has done it? Let's name the names. Where did it come from? Did it come from the school board? Did it come from the superintendent? Did it come from the principals? Did it come from lazy teachers? What happened? Is it the National Education Association? Is it your local state education association? Is it the Department of Education in Washington, D.C.? Where is it? What happened? Or is it all of it? Or is it the smartphones and the students don't pay attention? What happened? That would be for principals, teachers, and superintendents tomorrow, hour number two. Also, if you're a detractor, also, if you have comments, concerns, and you're not a detractor, and you're not a teacher, superintendent, or principal, and you'd like to make comments on what you like about what we do, what you think we should do better, I'm all ears. And in between the calls, should we get any, I'll be talking about tips and tricks about the way I do things. Like, the way I handle spray cans of paint. These are parts from my book that I decided to share on the radio. How to buy a home. So just simple things about what you should do when you buy a home. Real simple.
You know, a lot of people aren't even prepared for death. And when I say that, I'm referring to, like, my partner, Matt Stein, and his untimely death Christmas Eve. You know, he had moved in with a girl. He brought a girlfriend in. They weren't married. And yet, she walked away with everything. And his son that lives up in 10 Mile, his daughter that lives down in, they received nothing from Matt because she took everything. And that's a typical book I'm going to be doing a workbook for on preparation for the afterlife. That means all the things you need to do, like carrying on your wallet in case you drop dead in public, who you are, how people can recognize you, how to get into your safety deposit box, the detailed stuff that most people don't think about until it's too late. And that's a type of, you know, senior years and resources that are available to seniors. Right now, for example, I need legal, and I can't go to the law offices, even the freebie ones, because of my income levels. I am so broke right now that I qualified for food stamps yesterday. I'm actually going to get food stamps. That's how bad I have been with book sales. Why? Well, the argument I'm being told, which is not, I can't believe it, is that people don't read anymore. Even if they don't read anymore, enough of my fans know best in wanting to buy my book. Okay, so I'm writing a new manuscript trying to make something new to sell. And what happens is it gets put on page 3 in my website, 3 tiers down that you have to go look for. No announcement, no nothing. And how do I put up that announcement? Nobody knows. How does that work? Okay, and so I'm having to do everything myself. And what's happening is I'm not finishing my manuscript. I am being distracted as if I have wiretapping in my home so that they know things, what's going on. It goes downhill from there. Somebody saved me. For a temporary, brief savior, GoFundMe, thank you. Because I don't think anybody realizes the terrible assault I am personally under right now. I don't know why. I don't know who. And I don't know exactly where. Is it my website that's not allowed to take orders? I haven't had a book order in 3 weeks. How does that work? I have, even when I had only just 3 books out, I would sell at least one of my books every day, historically, for 50 years. And yet, I'm now not selling a single book in over 3 weeks. How does that work? I don't know. Is it my website? So I'll go to someone that tried to do an order and it says it's pending. And I'll say, did you have trouble? Was it at your end or my end? And they don't respond to me. Now, this is supposedly somebody that went out of his way to order a book from me and in reality not responding to my personal email asking, was it at your end or my end? In other words, I'm not able to even determine whether it's my website. It turned out earlier that all my bandwidth, even though I had my own server and unlimited bandwidth, apparently I would place an order at some point would hang up and not allow me to complete the order. I decided to figure out what that was with Bluehost, and they said it was bandwidth, even though I have unlimited bandwidth. And so I started moving all my downloads, like the audio libraries, over. And that turned out to be helpful. I got one or two orders, and then it stopped again. What's the problem this time? I don't know. What I do know is there's something unnatural going on that's inhibiting me from writing, literally. And the non-local mind that I'm writing on, it's very exciting. What's happened is I am in dialogue now with a bunch of Oxford scientists that are doing studies on microdosing with LSD and mushrooms. And what I am suggesting, the model they're excited about, is that there is the neurotransmitters that you release in your brain, not the drugs you take, which jumpstarts your brain's own production of these neurotransmitters. Those neurotransmitters are resonant cavity oscillators that dialogue the physical body with subtle bodies outside the physical body. What has been known as the aura, chi, prana, orgone, that kind of thing. And it turns out there's a bunch of different ones, and each one, the laws of physics change. And so that's what my non-local mind book is about. I'm writing about those bodies and how to get access to them. And right now, the purpose of what I'm writing on is, what is the purpose of pain? And if you think about pain, pain is extremely important, just like death is. It is a veil between here and there that causes you to behave certain ways. And so it has a very important purpose in everything, and how to change it and turn a pain or a wound into a blessing. It's what makes you uniquely different than me. And somebody or something is trying to stop me from writing. Isn't that interesting?
It is interesting, and I don't know who these people are, but we're having
They're
trouble.
Spending more money in, yeah, than what I'm losing in order to do this. If it's an AI or it's somebody monitoring me, that's going to cost money.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of money I'm losing is hundreds of dollars every day. And I know that if they had two or three people working on me, that's got to be more money. I have stalkers that continue to stalk me from the Philippines 3.5 years every day. For 3.5 years with no feedback. I don't even answer the phone anymore when they call. And yet they continue to call. What business would pursue someone like me that is not responding? Say,
well,
it doesn't make any sense.
I can tell you that
there's obviously what's going on. But the thing is, who and why? And who's getting my money on the books I have written that are my right to at least get a percentage? And the way Amazon puts it is, well, we're just a flea market that rents space. We're not in charge of law enforcement. That's exactly how they put it. And so, what am I to do? And I don't have the resources to go after those people, because that's another distraction. It'll never happen. They're always somehow one step ahead of me, and I'm prey. When I go get a lawyer, turns out he's been disbarred. When I call someone on the telephone, they're already under contract. So it's a conflict of interest. I can't figure it out. And so what I try to do is put it behind me and move forward. And when I try to move forward, that's another block. And so I'm getting old, grumpy, and persistent. And that's what made the difference. It was not my unrewarded genius. It was persistence that ruled the day. And so I just have to stay focused, realizing that my fight is the good fight. I just don't know what I'm fighting.
Hold that thought, Rick. Hold that thought. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Senior instructor, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, is with us today, a resident physicist. And we're talking about a whole bunch of things, how difficult it is today. And, Rick, you've said something for years that rings very true. I was thinking about it yesterday, last night. Nothing is real. Nothing is real. And let me give you an example. I was reading an article yesterday about this young gal. And she's writing a book about her life. But she's not so good at it. So she gets someone to help her. And in order to appear that she's way bigger than she is, she buys fans. Buys fans from a fan mill that generates, you know, people following you. It's not true. It's an illusion. And then she lands a book deal, and she gets money up front to write this book about this really messed up life that she has. She's thinking about committing suicide, and then it's all an illusion. So when I look at, you know, these radio rankings of these people, I've heard them, I've heard some of them on the air. I just can't believe the tripe that comes out of the microphone. I just can't believe it. And yet they're still on the air wasting valuable resources, airtime, and so forth, and there's no meaning to it. Add that to something else that I've discovered, and I really believe, and you mentioned this, people and reading habits. I don't believe that people read as much as they used to. I just don't believe it. I think that it's, and here's some of the proof.
But so it isn't 50-1. It isn't 50-1. It's maybe 5-1. But I'm experiencing 50-1 in terms of book sales. Something else is going on.
I think it is 50-1, and let me explain why I say that. I was looking at a Mercedes-Benz manual of 15 years ago. So it's over 500 pages. So when you get one of these new Mercedes 15 years ago, you get this owner's manual in the glove compartment. And it's for your reading pleasure. Over 500 pages. Now, it used to be that if you wanted to make the interior warmer, you would turn a knob. Okay? And it wasn't in degrees. It was maybe a red line that got thicker and thicker and thicker, meaning this is hotter. You turn it this way. Or you slide the lever that way. Gets hotter. This other way is cooler. And this 1, 2, 3, 4, that's the fan speed. And it was really simple. If you wanted air conditioning, you would move the lever for colder or not so cold. And what would happen is the air conditioning compressor would engage and disengage. There was a clutch on the air conditioning compressor that would engage and disengage based on the temperature you wanted. Not anymore. Now the compressor runs all the time that the engine's running when you have the air conditioning on. And then if you wanted a little not so cool, then the heat comes on with the air conditioning compressor. It's a tremendous waste of energy, but that's what we have. And to make it even more complicated, we have, well, does your passenger want it 2 degrees warmer or cooler than you do? So we'll have dual air conditioning and dual heat. And to make that work, we have a computer. So now the controls are way more complicated. The mechanism is electronic and mechanical. So it's electromechanical, computer controlled, and that's more complicated. And then the dash is, we've got the digital, we have the analog, we have a display, and all you have to do is hit some buttons on your steering wheel, of which there may be 8 buttons on your steering wheel, plus the horn, plus the steering wheel acts like a steering wheel, and those buttons control what you see on your dashboard. You know, it's way too complicated. So the manual is over 500 pages for this car, and it's 15 years old. So does anyone read that manual? And I would dare to say hardly anyone. So you have features and controls on your car that you want when you buy it, but you don't know how to use them because it's too hard to read the manual or too complicated to read the manual. So let's skip down to a less expensive car. Let's look at the Ford Escape. I read the manual of a Ford Escape. It's over 300 pages. It's complicated, too. And if you lose your key, you're toast. Now you're looking at $300 to $500 because you lost your key. Because it's an electronic RFID key. And you've got to have a specialist program it for you. That's the problem, Rick. Too many choices, too complex.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Emerald City is impeachment.
and my colleagues are desperate to get there. They have been desperate since last November when they won the majority.
That's the ranking Republican on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, which is now meeting on Capitol Hill to discuss impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Congressman Doug Collins says New York Democrat and chairman of the panel, Jerry Nadler, has called this unnecessary hearing, according to Collins, to keep impeachment in the headlines.
The difference between formal impeachment proceedings and what we're doing today is a world apart, no matter what the chairman just said.
Nadler says the investigation will consider allegations of obstruction of justice, self-dealing, and violations of the Emoluments Clause. The Labor Department says around 204,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 15,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And to put a couple more exclamation points on what I've been saying in comment to what Rick said, I went out to the automotive shop during the break right here at the farm. And I grabbed a owner's manual that came with a 1991 Mercedes-Benz SL500. So, class, that's a two-seater. It's a two-seater convertible with the hard top. It was a very expensive Mercedes back in its day. It was very sophisticated. And The owner's manual has 150 pages, 150. Then that's 1991. Just fast forward to 2004, not too many years past that. The manual's about 500 pages. Way, way, way more complicated. And if you want to look at something else that's complicated, it's taxes. Hardly anyone wants to complete his or her own taxes. So you hire somebody because you can't figure it out, because it's too complicated. If you get the abbreviated Publication 17, which is the short version that you can download, it's still hundreds of pages on how to prepare your taxes. And then there are all kinds of forms and calculations that go with it. So most people just throw up their hands and say, I'll have to hire somebody because it's too hard, too much reading. I get it. By design, it's too hard. And Intuit Corporation, the TurboTax company, they have lobbied your corrupt Congress critters to keep the tax code complicated, because they won't be able to sell their software that changes every single year, that you have to buy a new version of for each tax year, because it's so complicated. So the Intuit people are your friends at the Intuit company, want it to be difficult. So you have to buy their software that you throw away every year, because it's no good after that year. That's the way the system is designed. And if you want to buy a washing machine, a refrigerator, a clothes dryer, a stove, or a microwave oven, and you go to the store, you'll see all these Asian stainless steel skinned appliances. And you will be in a world of confusion trying to figure out which one you want. And if you actually can leave there and make a decision, I'd be impressed. Because it's overwhelming. And if you listen to that teenager and take the teenager's advice, you've lost your mind. Why would you go into a store and talk to a teenager or a young 20-something who has no money and have that person advise you on what you should buy as an appliance? Do you think they know about compressors and pressure and refrigerants? Do you think they know about insulation R values? Do you think they know about energy consumption? Do you think they know about the thickness, the gauge of the metal? Do you think they know about decibels? Do you think they know about anything? I don't think so. I would never take the advice of some pink, blue, green-haired twerp when I was buying something, or someone who's tattooed all over, some risk-taker, some careless, frivolous risk-taker, someone who can't even manage his own body. Why would I buy something from their advice and counsel? Why? I wouldn't. So, Rick, what I'm saying is life has become way too complicated. Way too complicated.
I agree. You know, and what I'm seeking now is a more simple way of being. And I can't even do that. It's not allowed. Because if I decide to drive slowly into town, there are going to be people that come right up on my tail wanting me to move faster, even in the slow lane, because they don't like who's in the fast lane. They want to go around them. They want me to move ahead so they can cut that other person off in the fast lane. It's a craziness.
So our son came home. He has... He drives an old Mercedes. We all drive old Mercedes. And Cles, I don't want you to think we spend a lot of money on Mercedes. We don't. We spend about what the original buyer paid in sales tax. That's what we pay for a Mercedes. Maybe that much. We found them for $500, $525. The most expensive one we bought was $3,250. And it's magnificent. So when you hear me talk about Mercedes, I still think it's the finest automobile in the world.
Except for my 280Z.
Yeah, except for that.
I've had both. I've had my 280 and I had a Mercedes. And I really like German technology. But somehow, that one moment in time, it was like the Ford Mustang. It was it was like the best car ever built, designed simply and easy to fix. Now I'm going to have to sell it as a resource to survive.
Rick, I've been getting emails about your 280Z, and people do not want you to sell it. So they're asking me to ask you not to sell it. By the way, back in 1974, I was doing some research. I was racing back then, and I was deciding between two vehicles. One was a Lotus Europa. It's a double overhead cam.
I remember the Europa. Yeah.
Twin. Yeah. It's a twin cam.
Italian.
Well, this was built in England by a guy named Colin Anthony Bruce Chapman, and what they did was it was a race car, and they put a really cool body on it. The 1974 was called it was the newest series, and it had a front suspension from a Triumph Spitfire. It had the transaxle from a Renault front-wheel drive turned around backwards. It had a Ford 1500cc block with an aluminum head with twin cams. I mean, it was something else. And I looked at that, and I looked at the 240Z, the original Datsun 240Z, and I was trying to decide between the two. The 240Z had a six-cylinder. And it was both cars were really, really impressive. The only problem was on the East Coast, the 240Z would rust and just disintegrate if you had salt on the road. And the Lotus Europa, well, it had a fiberglass body, so you didn't have to worry about that. But what turned out, the 240Z was a better way to go because I actually put three engines in that Lotus. Well, it's a long story. Someday I'll tell you the story about the engines and how when Lotus built the original engine in my Lotus Europa twin.
You said it had a Spitfire, the old Triumph engine?
No, it had a Spitfire front suspension.
Okay. Yeah. I drove Spitfires. I drove TR3s and TR4s all the way through school. I didn't have BMWs. I mostly was in Triumph. And they leak. They left oil spills just like my Triumph Bonneville did. That was British Leyland. my 280Z, the Datsun, was nine times cheaper than the 911, outperforms the 911, and the only thing it can't take is a Cabrera. And the Cabrera with a wider wheelbase, I have, instead of Konies, I had specially designed shocks built by Henderson, and I can, in dry weather, take that car into a four-wheel spin and have complete control of it. It is the most amazing car to drive. It isn't fun to drive. It invites you to drive it.
Yeah, and people used to ask me, how do you like the Lotus? And I would say, well, I like it to run.
Yeah,
because
it
hardly ever did. And then they'd say, how fast does it go? And I'd say, well, you mean on a straightaway or around a curve? And they'd say, well, both. And I'd say, well, 120. It goes around a curve at 120, and it goes straight at 120. I mean, actually, we do 137. But I had to modify in order to get the suspension right in the rear. It had four-wheel independent suspension, which was really brand new back then in the 70s, early 70s. And I literally cut the sway links and welded in a threaded fine bolt and nut, and I could adjust the camber where I wanted it because I didn't like the way Lotus did it. So, you know, back then we were innovating, we were doing really neat things independently, and the world, I think, was taking notice, and some of the things that we invented became standard equipment later. So that's automotive racing and innovation at the backyard level, which is what I was doing, actually help the automotive industry. And of course, nobody would ever get credit for that. The automotive industry takes credit for all those innovations, but most of them, you know, a lot of them came from Smokey Unick and race car enthusiasts and race car innovators. But Where is that? And that's what I want to know tomorrow. So if you're a teacher or a principal or a superintendent, I want to know, what have you done or not done to education? Because I don't see any of this happening at the high school level.
They no longer even have shop or mechanical drawing or any of the things that you and I were part of that we had to take in school.
I was reading Craigslist, and I wanted to buy a bandsaw, but I didn't want a cheap Chinese one, you know, from Harbor Freight. I wanted a top-quality bandsaw, and I'm thinking I'm going to have to buy one from the 70s or the 60s. And I found one on Craigslist years ago, and it said Rockwell. Rockwell, and it's all cast iron, made in USA, $225 with a whole bunch of saws, replacement blades, if you want to call them. A whole bunch of them, like, I don't know, $300-$400 worth. And this bandsaw is magnificent. It's heavy. Came with a stand, and there was a big sign on it that said, you know, make sure you wear goggles. Why did it say that? Because it came out of a high school. The high school couldn't wait to dump it. So this guy bought, you know, the radial arm saw, the table saw, the band saw, all the shop equipment. I guess he bought it all and then started selling it individually. I was glad to buy it. I guess if I were to buy one like that, it'd be $2,000, you know, for that quality. I was able to get it at about 10%. I paid the guy what he wanted. I was delighted to get it. I can't believe we don't use it in schools anymore. I guess we have to worry about children hurting themselves. That makes sense. Well, why? We used to teach marksmanship in the public schools. They used to have 22 rifle teams, 22 caliber rifle teams in high school. Not anymore. You draw a picture of a gun on a piece of paper, and you're likely to get hauled out of school and suspended. We have lost our minds, and we have lost the ability to innovate. I honestly don't know a single young person who's not a farmer who knows how to do anything mechanical. Not one.
What a farmer did. In the winter time, they worked in their shop, building and repairing and modifying.
And right now, our son is in our automotive shop, and he's making the part we need for our baler that broke because we won't be able to get it for a few more days, and we can't wait. So we're going to make it. And by the time I'm off the air, it'll be done, and he and I'll put it on the baler, and out I go on the tractor and bale. That's what it's like. But how many children can do that? Think about it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight?
At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And if you'd like to go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. Rick, I want to tell you a story about why you need to get your hands dirty, class. A man bought a pickup truck. We know him, and he came to the farm to have it checked out, and our son checked out this pickup truck, and one of the things he did was he changed the oil, and this is a Toyota pickup truck, a 5.7 liter V8, and the oil filter is a cartridge type, which means that it's not a spin-on. The cartridge fits in a permanent housing, and this particular one is upside down. So what you do is raise the car up, get under it, and then unscrew this cap, which is facing the floor, and then the oil comes running out. And when you take out the cartridge, there is a part that you keep, which is a cylinder. It's a perforated cylinder that goes inside the cartridge that keeps the cartridge from crushing under oil pressure. Well, Walmart did the previous oil change, and they did not include that crush prevention cylinder. So our son bought the replacement. It was $45 for all the parts that this guy needed for his oil lubrication system. Put it all together, and it worked great. And the customer couldn't wait to bring back the car he wanted, or the truck he wanted to have the oil change done, and our son was not available that day, so he brought it to Walmart. And Walmart changed the oil, put in synthetic lubricant. The guy paid extra for it. The owner paid extra for it. And everything was good. And he brought it back to the farm here for his next oil change. And our son took out the oil filter cartridge, and missing was the reusable crush protection tube. So what Walmart did was they changed the oil throughout the old oil filter cartridge, and the part that you use over and over and over again, they threw it away. So Now, our son had to get another one, another $45 for the customer. And that's just one tiny reason why you cannot trust Walmart to change your oil. And I dare Walmart to come after me. I dare them. Because then I'll talk about all the other mistakes that they make. I've seen them over and over. I've seen what they do to Mercedes. They break the oil filter housing. It's plastic. There's an internal component. They break it. And when they break it and they stuff the parts back in, no one knows until the next oil change. Then you say, what are all these pieces doing loose in here? That oil filter is doing no good at all. Because the oil, the dirty oil, is going around the oil filter in the oil filter housing. That's the kind of stuff that happens when people are ignorant of what they're doing. I got a call this morning from one of our instructors, and he asked me if I've ever been banned from Walmart. I said, how long did it take you? He got banned from Walmart. They told him he's not allowed to go back to Walmart anymore. Maybe he'll call in at some point and tell you the rest of the story. But we are dealing with ignorance on so many levels. And if you want to see what I'm talking about and what it's going to be like, watch The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead. That's your homework assignment. It's on Netflix, or you can buy it used for about $6 the way we did at a used video store, you know, used where they sell used DVDs and Blu-rays. The Walking Dead. It's got a whole bunch of series or seasons. You won't believe it. And what it's going to tell you is what it's going to be like when you are outnumbered and surrounded. Everywhere you look, people are going to want what you have because they're hungry. Whatever it is you have, if you have food, they're going to want it. If you have water, they're going to want it. If you have a car, they're going to want it. Whatever it is you have, they're going to want it. Because I really believe that we are going down. And it's because of this mass stupidity and mass greed. I really believe that. Rick, any comments before we go on?
I'm just going to sit back and stop playing victim. I wished I knew what was going on and where to look for my enemy.
Yeah, and it's like...
you just
like
don't know who he is or why.
It's like the day I was in California and my Lotus was hauled off because some jerk thought that they ought to tow it away, and I couldn't find it. You know, where in San Jose was my Europa? And I was livid. And, you know, it's in North San Jose, it's in South San Jose, and I kept calling and calling. And finally, I called the guy with the towing company, the same guy I've been calling, and he's sending me all over San Jose. And I finally said, I know where you are. And if you don't tell me where my car is in 2 minutes, I'm going to drive the car I'm in right now right through your front window. And the problem is, we don't know where that front window is anymore. That's what you're talking about. Because if we knew where those windows were, we'd be driving our cars and trucks through these businesses' windows that are just driving us crazy. I'm not recommending it, but I'm just saying, I think people are at the point where they're that frustrated they can't stand it anymore. With being ripped off and having people who don't know what they're doing in our way. They're in our way. They're holding up our progress, those of us that are interested in progress.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.